By 1978, in Northern Ireland, by the end of the year, over 2,000 people would be dead as a result of the Troubles. But a couple of positive things happened in 1978 as well. One was that I was born, and the other one was that a man by the name of John Zachary DeLorean had made a deal to open a car factory right here in Northern Ireland between Lisburn and Belfast, just outside of Dunmurry, a place called the Cuts. Now, Mr. DeLorean was a genius as far as engineering was concerned. He had pioneered the muscle car industry in America and had been instrumental in designing the Pontiac GTO. Not sure if you can see it here, just as Daniel zooms in. And then shortly after that, the Pontiac Firebird, cars that I love and played with, still do maybe a little bit in the study from my youth. And he was a great engineering brain and had a dream to manufacture a state-of-the-art sports car that would be economical, that would be fast, would have a state-of-the-art design, that would be ecological as well and long-lasting. And so he had designed his DMC 12 sports car, constructed from stainless steel with its famous gullwing doors, and that would be built right here in Dunmurry, between Lisburn and Belfast. It was a time of great hope for not only John DeLorean himself to make his revolutionary new sports car and hopefully set up an enterprise that would compete with the big hitters in Detroit, but it was also a time of wonderful hope and prospect for this part of Northern Ireland. Unemployment was rife in South and West Belfast. Many people were on the dole. This would give at least 2,500 people employment, and if things kept going, it would really bring employment and purpose to the area. It was also a time of hope for Northern Ireland as well, because it was going to bring Protestant and Roman Catholic together to work in this community, and that was a sign of hope. It was also a time of hope for the British government, who in the end of the 1970s were desperate for investment, and they pumped £75 million, I understand, into building a factory on 72 acres of ground. It was a time of great hope. The DMC 12 was based on the Lotus Esprit. Lotus got involved. And yet, after a relatively short time, the company ran into problems. They had underestimated the cost of the car. They said it would be shipped to America. It would be available for $12,000. The first DMC 12 sold for $24,000. A couple of years later, the price had gone up to $36,000. Emissions reductions in the States had meant that they had to put a smaller engine in. The Renault V6 engine was only 130 brake horsepower. It was quite underpowered, not the 60 in something like 10 seconds. But yet I think it still looked like an absolutely beautiful car. By the end of 1982, 9,000 of these cars had been made. Cost overruns, a lack of demand, increasing exchange rates meant that the factory didn't do as well as they had anticipated. And by the end of 1982, the Labour government had given way to the Conservative government. Conservative government stopped the funding altogether. And sadly, the factory was closed. It was a time, really, of unrealised hopes and broken dreams. Not only for John DeLorean, not only for the British government, not only for Northern Ireland, but for the 2,500 people that worked in the factory. And friends, there's a verse in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, it says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." We live in a society that is full of broken hopes and broken dreams and unrealized ambitions. Maybe your life is a life of maybe broken health, a broken heart, a broken home, or broken hopes. "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." The psalmist said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." And over this last year, many people's hopes have been broken. Plans for marriage have maybe had to be put on hold. Purchasing of a new house, the building of a new house, the setting up of a business. Even in the Church of Jesus Christ, we are not able to do the things that we once did, and there are many broken hopes, unrealized dreams. But friend, Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He still provides hope whenever it seems there's no hope. He gives hope to the hopeless and help to the helpless. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. I encourage you today, if you're not a Christian, to put your hope in God. The Bible speaks about the hope of the gospel is like an anchor for the soul. In these days, people need something real and solid that they can hold on to. Something lasting that will not only last throughout time, but also last right into eternity. And then the Bible speaks about the blessed hope of His coming. And I have that wonderful hope today, that sure and certain hope in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He never fails. He never lets us down. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Many people have false hopes as well. They put their hope in religion. They put their hope in morality. And they have false hopes for heaven. But what a sad thing that for all eternity, to realize the truth of Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. To realize too late in eternity that everything you hoped in, put your trust and confidence in, it was all false. It was all fake. Put your hope in God today. Put your hope in His Word. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He'll never let you down. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in Him shall not be ashamed. God bless you today. Thank you so much for listening.